annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium as we get this one underway. The opening tip won by Mountain Home. Peters along the baseline, drives, is fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line. Big David Waymeyer at 6'9", wins the tip and basically just flicks it towards the Mountain Home basket. And Peters able to get there, and he is fouled. Fouls on Dalton Hall, his first. So Peters at the line. The first one from the Southpaw is good. So Mountain Home scores first, 4 seconds into the ball game. One more here for the Mountain Home junior. The second free throw is good. He knocks them both down. So an early 2-0 lead for Mountain Home. The winner of this game plays at 8:30 tomorrow night against Watson Chapel. Watson Chapel defeated Batesville 67-43 today. The loser of this game will take on Batesville tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Here's a steal by Mountain Home. Benton works it up ahead for the Bombers. Bashir's in the left corner. Looks inside. The kick out. Benton right side, top of the key. Eyes over the defense. Finds Bashir's left side. His three is strong off the back of the rim. Peters corrals the rebound for Mountain Home. Benton working behind the back with the dribble to the left baseline. Cut off there. Kicks the top of the key to Peters. Cruz trying to post up the high post. They'll go low post instead to the big man, David Waymeyer. Benton now with the dribble drive. His shot blocked inside by Nix. Picked up by Mountain Home. Bashir's can't quite handle it, though. It goes off his hands out of bounds near the midcourt stripe. And the ball goes back to Rosebud.
Colton, we need you matching up here, Colton. Got a
talking
here,
with Zach Prothro, the head coach of the Ramblers earlier today, and he was really worried about how they were going to match up inside with Waymeyer's. Another turnover by Rosebud. Benton right side three off the front of the rim. The rebound pulled down by Rosebud on the backside. That's Hall with his first. And a travel now by Rosebud. Rosebud has had three possessions and three turnovers. End of the ball game is Ian Bomar, a 5'8 sophomore. Rosebud with 11 on the roster. They'll go about 7 or 8 deep here this evening. Bombers on the offensive end, leading 2-0, just about 90 seconds into this one. Rosebud in a zone defensively, trying to keep the ball out of Waymeyer's hands. Out top, Peters launches a three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound underneath by Rosebud. That's Hall with it, his second board. He'll work it up ahead into the front court. It's Hampton. Hampton leads this team in scoring, averaging about 16 points a game. They've got three players averaging in double figures. Driving down the right side of the paint is Ray, and the shot is good, and we're tied at two. Two-two, Mountain Home and Rosebud knotted up just over 2 minutes into this contest. Bashir's. Cruz, left baseline, spins on the block, and he walks with the basketball. Mountain Home's turned it over a couple of times here in the early going. Rosebud, a couple of nice wins on the season. They beat Newport twice, beat Benton Harmony Grove early on. They've lost to Little Rock Episcopal. Some of their notable games, they turned the ball over. They've turned it over 4 times out of 5 possessions so far. Other boys' games today, Pirigu will be Brinkley 59-53. Here's Cruz underneath scoring for Mountain Home. Luke gets it on the right, blocked, squares, and knocks it off the glass. 4-2, Mountain Home. Inside at the other end, it's Hall. Ball knocked loose, Waymeyer comes up with it. Another turnover by Rosebud, their fifth of the ball game, and we're not even 3 minutes into the contest. So Pirigu will be Brinkley, and then it was Hamburg over Farmington, 41-35. Hamburg on this boys' bracket, the only team with a winning record. They're now 9-4 after that victory here this afternoon. Baseline left, Cruz, shot knocked out, picked up out top by Peters. His pass underneath is picked off. Three turnovers by Mountain Home. This is sloppy on both ends. 8 combined turnovers. Top of the key, Ray with a baseline pass. This is Bomar along the baseline, drives all the way under the basket. Now they'll work it back out top and reset the offense. 4.5 minutes left of the opening quarter. It's 4-2, Mountain Home leading Rosebud. Lady Bombers have the game coming up later tonight. Right side with the dribble is Ray to the baseline, cut off. Finds Bomar. Out top, it's Hampton halfway between the two circles. He'll give it up to one of the guards out top. It's Ray once again. Bombers in the man-to-man defensively. Left side three on the way is going to miss. The rebound is corralled by Bomar. Keeps it alive for Rosebud. Long rebound. Coach Fulcher upset that his defense didn't come up with that one. Just under 4 minutes left in this first quarter. And a foul called against Mountain Home. That's on Colton Peters. That's going to be his first team foul against Mountain Home. Bashirs comes out for Mountain Home, and Luke Dibble, the 6'1 junior, will check in for the first time this evening. Bombers still without the two starters. Here's a backdoor cut. Layup is good underneath by Hall. We're tied at four. Luke Jackson, Garrett Deechy still out with knee injuries for Mountain Home. Hoping to get them back next month. A big boost to this ball club. They played well without the two of their top returning starters. Here's a shot missed inside. Waymire the rebound. His follow won't go. And Rosebud at the other end. The drive and a foul against Mountain Home. And Rosebud has a chance to take their first lead of the ball game. This is on Tavon Benton. That's his first team foul, number two, against Mountain Home. At the free throw line, Josh Hampton. Averaging 16 a game, misses the first one, though. Nobody in the lane to rebound for the Ramblers. They'll put everybody back on the defensive end. Another free throw missed. Hampton misses both. Waymire the rebound for Mountain Home. So we're still tied at four with 3:08 left in the opening period. Benton works right side, top of the key. Cruz at the high post, now slides down to that right block. Ball knocked loose out top. Benton has it behind his back with the dribble. Takes it to the left wing. Out top, it's Peters. Peters thought about a three, didn't take it. No look pass to Cruz in the paint. Immediately, three players around him. Able to get a shot up. It won't go. The rebound is out of bounds. It belongs to Mountain Home. Wehmeyer had it. It was knocked out of his hands. He'll get credit for his third board of the evening. 2:44 left in this first quarter. Dibble right side just beyond the line. The three won't go. The rebound underneath is to Rosebud. And a ball knocked away by Benton in the backcourt. It goes out of bounds and stays with Rosebud. Baylor Cresilius, the 6'2 junior, checks in for Mountain Home. Luke Cruz will get a breather. 2.5 left in the opening quarter. We're knotted up at four. Mountain Home and Rosebud, opening round of this first Arkansas Bail Bonds tournament. And we've got a foul, a whistle away from the basketball. It's going to be an illegal screen called against Jordan Ray. His first foul, team's second, sixth turnover by Rosebud.
David White.
Rosebud still playing this zone defense. 2:04 left in the opening period. They're doing all they can to keep it out of Waymeyer's hands. They've done a pretty good job so far. David has not scored. He does have three rebounds so far. Entry pass knocked away, stolen away by Rosebud. Ramblers on the move. At the other end, the drive and the missed shot by Ray. The rebound to Mountain Home. Waymeyer has his fourth board. 1:39 left in the opening period. We're knotted up at four. Talked about the boys' games, the girls' games today. How about the Norfolk Lady Panthers? They defeat Watson Chapel in the opening round today, 56-47. Norfolk still undefeated. Here's the baseline shot. Is good by Dibble. His first points of the game, and the Bombers up 6-4. It was Farmington defeating Paragould, 65-49. And North Little Rock, wow. 67-16 over a good Highland ball club. I'll tell you what, North Little Rock, they are nationally ranked, and they showed why here this afternoon. They are impressive. Mountain Home on the offensive end. Peters a three, and it's good. Peters now with 5 points, and Mountain Home all of a sudden with a 5-point lead, 9-4. The Bombers lead it. Out top, this is Hampton with it. Down the left side of the lane, Hall drives. Backdoor pass rejected by Waymeyer. The shot blocked out of bounds. The end of the ball game for Rosebud is Nick Arnold, the 6'3 senior. 37 seconds left in the opening period. Bombers by five. Out top, this is Hampton. The three will not go. Another rebound for Big David Waymeyer. Pulls down his sixth board. Bombers going to play for the final shot of this first quarter with 19 seconds left in the period. And Mountain Home up 9-4 right now. Benton holds it at midcourt with the dribble. 10 on the clock, and now here they go with 8 on the clock. Benton takes the dribble to the right side. Out top, it's Dibble. Fires up the three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound, and we've got a whistle and a foul underneath against Mountain Home. The foul's on Waymeyer. That's going to be his first, the team's third. We have played a quarter. The Bombers lead it 9-4. Well, wait a minute. Are they going to put more time on the clock? They're going to put 0.2 seconds on the clock and waste all this time just so they can throw it in and let 0.2 seconds run off the clock. He can't get a shot off. Rosebud has it in the backcourt. I don't know why he'd even waste the time with this. Coaches, players, fans, everybody thinking the very same thing. Why are you putting 0.2 seconds on the clock here? If you got it under your basket, maybe you can catch and actually can't even catch. You can kind of tip the inbounds pass maybe and score, but not when you got the length of the floor to travel. Foul on Waymeyer was his first, and there's three team fouls against the Bombers. Officials are saying we can't even shoot it anyways. It's not enough time to get a shot off with 0.2 seconds left. Now they get the clock set. Oh, that's Terry King down there. That's what the problem was. Terry's always worried about what I'm going to say on the air about it. We have played one quarter now, officially. It's 9-4. Mountain Home with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services